Okay, welcome. Today we're doing a deep dive into something really critical for finance pros in Australia right now. We're looking at diversifying specifically into commercial and asset finance, or CAF. We've got some great source material on this.
That's right. And our mission today is pretty straightforward. We want to give you a practical blueprint. It's all about tackling what the industry calls the 12% growth gap. It's a real gap, and it's definitely adjustable. We'll show you how.
And the sheer scale here is, well, it's pretty eye-opening. The sources show commercial loans settled via brokers hit almost $23 billion.
Yeah, and with massive growth too, like 31.2% year on year. It's huge.
But here's the thing. Commercial should be maybe 20% of the average mix, right?
Exactly. But many residential-focused brokerages, they're seeing maybe 7.5%, sometimes less.
So that difference, the 12.5%, that's the money being left on the table we're focused on today. All right, let's get into it. Why is this diversification so critical, especially now? I mean, if the housing market's okay, is it still urgent?
Oh, absolutely. It's way more than just a short-term fix or, a hedge. It's really about building genuine long-term revenue resilience. Commercial finance, it tends to be countercyclical.
Countercyclical.
Yeah, businesses need capital, right? For growth, for equipment. It doesn't stop just because the housing market slows down or speeds up. It gives you this much more stable income stream that isn't totally tied to home loans.
Okay, that totally changes the game. It shifts the broker role from just doing a deal, like a home loan.
A transaction.
Yeah, a transaction, to being more of a like a lifelong financial partner for the client.
Precisely. And that boosts your client lifetime value massively. You stick with them through their whole journey, business included.
Right. If you only do home loans, you miss all their business growth milestones.
Exactly. You miss the biggest parts.
Okay, so let's talk execution. Where do brokers actually find these commercial leads? Does it mean spending a fortune on marketing?
Not necessarily. Actually, the best place to start, the real gold mine. It's
There.
usually your existing client book.
Your residential clients.
Yep. Your accidental SMEs, we sometimes call them. Think self-employed people, small business owners, maybe investors, whose commercial needs you're probably just not seeing right now. You've got to audit your own data. Go beyond just basic contact details.
Okay, so practically, what does that audit look like? What flags should you set up in the CRM?
Right, good question. You need your system configured to highlight key things. Definitely flag anyone listed as self-employed or a company director. That's obvious. But also, critically, anyone whose original home loan needed, say, alt doc or low doc verification.
Because that signals business income right there.
Exactly. And dig into your old file notes, too. Did they mention needing finance for a work ute a few years back? Or some equipment?
Little clues.
Big clues. They signal ongoing asset finance needs. It's often already there in your notes.
This definitely sounds like a different skill set, though, compared to residentials, not just income versus expenses.
It's a fundamental shift. Residential lending, it's heavily governed by the NCCP. Consumer protection is paramount.
Right.
Commercial lending, if it's for business purposes, generally isn't under NCCP. That means more onus on you, the broker. You need heightened professional scrutiny, proper due diligence on the business itself. Is it viable? What's its health like?
Which brings us to how commercial lenders assess risk. We need to speak your language, and that means the five C's of credit.
You absolutely have to get comfortable with the five C's. It's the core
So
framework.
what are they? Let's quickly run through them.
Okay. First is character. That's the owner's track record, their integrity, their credit history.
Makes sense.
Then capacity. And this is key. It's the business's ability to repay. Cash flow, P&L statements, not just personal income.
Got it. Business performance.
Third is capital. How much of their own money does the owner have invested in the business? Skin in the game.
Okay.
Fourth, collateral. What assets are being offered as security? And crucially, commercial often means lower LVRs are needed, maybe 50% to say 80%.
All right, more security needed. And the last one.
Conditions. That's the wider context. What's the economy doing? What about their specific industry? Are there risks or opportunities there? Mastering these means you shift from just, punching numbers into a calculator to becoming a real advocate for the business. You need to tell the story, justify the loan, show the potential. It's about storytelling.
So the blueprint really involves specializing a bit, getting good at things like asset finance, maybe.
Definitely. Asset finance is a great entry point. The asset itself, the car, the machine, secures the loan. It's often simpler.
And using specialist lenders.
Oh, absolutely critical, especially non-bank lenders.
Mm-hmm.
They often offer the speed and flexibility that businesses, particularly SMEs, really value. Mm. Sometimes they can give you a credit decision almost instantly. For working capital, that speed can be more important than shaving off a few basis points on the rate.
Okay, so it's a big opportunity. Requires some data work, some new skills, product knowledge. So here's the final thought to leave everyone with. Given that these non-banks offer speed and products like business lines of credit can create ongoing trail income, just how much potential revenue are you as a broker leaving behind right now by only focusing on property as collateral?
That's the multi-billion-dollar question right there. Something to think about.